Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people.
There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow Patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah coming at you guys, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. So happy if you guys are listening to this or watching. Happy to have all of you guys. Love all you guys as always. And just remember to love each other and encourage one another. You guys can see I don't have my video on because I just don't have good lighting, like in a background where I'm at right now. And y'all know me, I got OCPD. So if I can't find a good background, like I just won't even do video at all, because it's got to look, you know, nice and stuff. But I did want to do a few updates with you guys, just because there's kind of a lot of stuff that's happening right now. A lot of great things happening, reveals pretty much on all fronts. A lot of stuff is happening. I mean, the China and Russia stuff, I'll talk about that here in a second. But first of all, I mean, you guys can see here on my screen, Betty White. Okay, so she died, obviously New Year's Eve. That, I mean, we know of, and subgranted that she hadn't already been dead and we're just seeing a body double. And that's always a possibility. I mean, it's sometimes hard to tell who's really them, like who's really them and like who's a body double and all that. But I figure there was more to it, particularly since she's been such a staple in Hollywood for, you know, like ever since practically it started, or it really started becoming more mainstream. And I mean, I know that CIA pretty much has invented Hollywood. If Hollywood, it was pretty much made by the CIA. So for her to be an actress, you know, there and to continue in it, you figured she'd have to be involved with like the satanic cabal and stuff. And I mean, we're seeing that now, and also with her only dying a few weeks, I think, before her 100th birthday, that was also odd. But anyways, I mean, this is an older video that has been circulating now again. It's been out since it's been out for a while, but I think 4 or 5 years or something, but people are now starting to share it. I'll let you guys listen to that.
People always ask me how I stay so youthful. I tell them I eat well, get plenty of rest, and every third Sunday, I drink the blood of a virgin. And these days, they're getting harder and harder to find.
Okay. So that actually, I mean, I know you guys are thinking that was actually, I think she, that's actually real. It was from this Kinetic TV. Apparently, Betty White's Happy Hour, I guess it was a show or something that she had a while back or something, but either way, like that's actually real. yeah. I mean, Betty White's Happy Hour, that's actually, really what she said on mainstream media years ago. And I was actually surprised at that was actually out there, but, and then giving her the teeth and stuff, I'll take it back to that. I mean, the teeth and stuff that she has, which I mean, that's pretty creepy. And it wouldn't surprise me if those really are her teeth or prosthetics that they use. Cause to drink blood, if they drink them actually out of the person, like a vampire, they would have to have prosthetic teeth. Which is actually in the New American Horror Stories, season, they fashion their teeth to be like animals and stuff. But I mean, that's actually real. And I mean, it creeps me out even just to look at her. I mean, she looks terrifying and stuff. But also there was this Twitter post that it was from a while back. This isn't the one, someone I think just... yeah, I think someone just copied and pasted this from the original person who put it. And this is a little bit back, but saying that Betty White is Barbara Bush's sister, which I will say I could see that, you know, with Barbara Bush and them being in the CIA and stuff. So I could see that. They do look very similar. If you look at their pictures, like I said, I don't know, but that would make sense. But that, like, she was in the CIA, her code name was Snow White, which would make sense. The Queen of Hollywood and the CIA's adrenochrome harvesting child trafficking network. So she, it sounds like, was the one who was over pretty much all the adrenochrome harvesting, over kind of like the child trafficking network and stuff there in Hollywood. So she was one of the main people. So even though Tom Hanks and Tom Cruise were, like, particularly Tom Hanks, were like one of the big ones that came along, like I said, he was probably learning under her feet, because she was the one who's pretty much done it from its inception. So so it's I mean, you guys can just look at this, and it's just very, very disturbing. But the interesting thing too is, with her dying a few weeks before her 100th birthday, I don't know if the year 100 is, like, in Satanism, if it's in Satanism, like, if it's really important. But apparently, I think it's in, like, Catholic culture, and the Satanists have kind of took it around with it. But that Pope Leo the 13th, I can't read no more. I forget Roman numerals, what they mean, but had heard Satan ask God for 75 to 100 years to have dominion over mankind. So I think that's where you get the 100 from. And so I don't know whether, like, the White Hats, if she had rolled over on some people, maybe, and they let her live out maybe some of her days, but wouldn't let her get to 100, or if maybe they thought that, if she thought she had gotten away. And then, but either way, the White Hats aren't letting him reach that 100 mark. And the sad part is that, like I said, Billy Graham, he died before he turned 100. So I don't know what that means. I know with Samaritan's Purse, there have been some iffy things with those, that they've been used for child trafficking. So we'll see on the other side if Billy Graham really was a good one. I think that I do believe he knew the Lord, like, obviously, and I don't believe he started out that way, but particularly with him becoming friends with a lot of the people, like the Obamas and the Bushes, I feel like he may have entered into this satanic realm, like, later on and stuff. But we'll see, because these people do use things like Samaritan's Purse or Compassion International, things like that, to it's a very smart way to traffic children and to get in these areas and stuff under the guise of helping and stuff. And that's usually why you can't get a look at their books. And it's not just because, it's not just because of that. So, but anyways, okay. So, but like I said, that's the Betty White thing, just the adrenochrome, which, that, like I said, that makes sense. We're going to see, I think, a lot more people that we're going to be surprised at. Betty White, not really as a surprise, just because, like I said, she's been such a staple in Hollywood. So we figured she was some type of a part of it and stuff. But anyways, okay. So the China and Russia thing, which is a big thing, which is a big deal. Cause like I said, US, France, Russia, China, and Britain pledged to halt spread of nuclear weapons. You can see them kind of starting to form in an alliance, and particularly with Russia and China coming together. Now, I know, of course, the mainstream media and even so the Patriot networks out here are kind of freaking out about it because they think, oh, we're going to get blown up. That's a big deal, because China and Russia are part of the quote unquote, like, the Nassar alliance, the alliance. That's what it's also called, like, to fight the globalist cabal. Actually heard on Dinar recaps that Putin did announce Nassara privately in Russia over, I think, a few days ago, over the last few days. So, which would make sense, because it sounds like the US is kind of behind, you know, they've kind of hit more roadblocks than other countries and stuff. So it sounds like Putin was just kind of like, he's like, screw us. He's going to go ahead and go forward, which I kind of get. Sometimes whenever someone's taking, like, way too long, you're just like, get out of the way and just let us do it. So I kind of get his stance on that. But with them starting to, like, form these kind of alliances and stuff, this is what we're heading towards. And I wanted to go in and just explain a little bit of Nassara to you guys, because I know you hear Nassara, Gassara, you're probably like, what the heck are those? Nassara is a National Economic Security and Recovery Act. GSAR is just, instead of national, it's Global Economic Security and Recovery Act. But and you can find it on Wikipedia here. Like I said, of course, it says now it's become more of a cult-like conspiracy theory, but and stuff. So you don't have to look at that part. But it says was a set of proposed economic reforms for the United States during the 1990s. Suggested during the 1990s by Harvey Francis Barnard. Barnard claimed that the proposals, which would include replacing the income tax with a national sales tax, abolishing compound interest on secured loans, and returning to a bimetallic currency, would result in 0% inflation and a more stable economy. Okay, it says the proposals were never introduced before Congress. They don't actually need Congress to pass it because President Trump passed it in a executive order, which he could do, and many good ones are saying that he has, or he had, at some point, which would make sense. So that's a little bit of what it is. It's not so much a and out of this world type thing, like some people try to say, like, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, it's nuts. It's just another economic policy that but it's like actually the best one like out there and stuff. And Harvey Barnard, it says that he died May 18th, 2005. I found someone's out here who were saying he faked his death, which wouldn't surprise me. We're seeing a lot of people, you know, doing that, and probably going to find a lot of people who we thought were dead. Oh, hey, they're really alive. So either way, whether he really did die or he was like squirreled away or something to work on this stuff behind the scenes, since he would know about that. But like I said, Harvey Francis Barnard, he actually had an institute. You can see down here, the Nassar Institute and Educational Foundation. It's a nonprofit organization, actually. And the interesting thing that I find about it is that its last date apparently is January 6th, 2019, on January 6th, which would, of course, be Christmas, even in this, the Julian calendar. I just find that date interesting, that the Nassar Institute, what he started, and then his wife, I think, like, took over or something, that the last date that I guess they have, like, records of it for, like, whatever, because it says, like, inactive, but, like, the last active date was January the 6th, which I'm like, okay, that's kind of interesting. I think that's kind of interesting. So, and then, like I said, there's a May 17th revoked. I don't know what filing that would have been. Actually, I'll just want to click on it. Let's go see what that filing would have been. I can't find it. Huh? That's weird. It won't let you actually see like what it is, but, that's kind of where we are. Guys, like I said, things like Nassar, they're happening. They are, I mean, like I said, they're just, and the global would be, of course, all the different countries, like I think like 209 countries, which would include like Russia, China, the US, obviously, and a lot of other countries, even smaller ones too, that are a part of the global system and stuff. And then, of course, for like the great currency reset, and then going back to, going like to the QFS, which Charlie has already said, like, it's up and running. It's already been up and running for a little bit, just along with our systems that we're seeing now, which would make sense because it has to be a transitionatory process. Because obviously you can't just like kind of turn it off one day and then go up the next. It's kind of got to go a little bit together. Kind of almost like when, if you've ever seen like a race, or like one of those, not three-legged races, but it's like one of those jogging marathons where people are like, you have three contestants and they're running around the track and they have to hand off the baton to each other. It's like whenever they get to the next person, they don't just stop, hand it to them, and then the other person starts running. While the person who has the baton is still running, the person who's going to be received the baton starts running, and they match pace, and then they give it to them and they keep going. So that's kind of what we're seeing here. Like, now it's that transitionatory process with a lot of this stuff. I mean, like I said, banks, you can't get a lot of these currencies. I actually heard one of the listeners, it was the original Mark Z. One of the listeners actually said that their bank person admitted that they were like, said, oh yeah, we're already on the QFS. And so they were talking about it. If you try to talk to tellers about it, like, I mean, they'll just smile and stuff. So there's a lot of great stuff happening. Like I said, people getting taken down, really. The white hats know who's good, who's bad. The good guys do. We're just keep doing what we're doing. You know, like I said, this stuff is coming. Like I said, we haven't also gotten to Christmas Day yet. That's January 7th. So in a few days is on the Julian calendar. Russia, actually, I mean, it's already on the Julian calendar kind of anyways, because they've been celebrating Christmas like on January 7th for, I think they may have always done it that way and stuff. So they've already kind of stayed on that. So, and we're probably going to be transitioning over to the Julian calendar at some point. So it's just keeping the faith, stay encouraged. We're winning this thing, guys. I mean, we are totally winning this. The good guys have it. President Trump and them, they are doing their thing. And whatever happens, it's like, you know, it, even if this stuff takes a little bit longer, it's like, it's okay. They're saving the children. They are just, this stuff really is happening. And it's just like, just keep each other encouraged, stay encouraged yourselves, because that's important. If you're not encouraged, you can't encourage other people. And so, and just remember to love one another, be kind, be courteous, just be calm, be patient, patient. That's an important thing and stuff. And just, we're all in this, we're in it to win it. And we are going to all be crossing over the finish line together, whether that's sooner or later. We're all going to be crossing over the finish line hand in hand with the military, President Trump, and then the Patriots, and then even people across the world. And it's like, we're all going to take this thing home together. So let's just make sure we just stay strong for that. Keep your, it's like in a race. It's like, keep your electrolytes and hydrated and stuff. Just take that metaphor over to this and apply it however it needs to be and stuff. But anyway, this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off. Thank you guys so much for watching. Like I said, just stay encouraged, love each other. I love you guys as always. And just keep your hope and vibrations high, because this stuff is happening and we've already won. The world is going to know at large that, we won sooner or later. They're going to know. So I will see y'all again later.
I called General Flynn. I said, General Flynn, I feel like God wants us to team up to do a Reopen America tour and we get people back to God. And he says, I know. I'm going, you know?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God, you know the thing.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
I believe America is supposed to be that shining city on the hill, the beacon of freedom.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
You gotta make sure you tell me the full thing.
These vaccines are zero liability.
There's so much fake information.
It's the David and Goliath thing.
Their agenda is not God's agenda.
Why will the churches not stand up?
I'm trying to save America.
I believe we're in the greatest revival in history.
Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.